and reflect about where you are in life and how you could do better and be better. And Oscar, and just about that fast, I said back to him, I've already reflected on my life. I said, I have a wife and 4 children, and all of them love me. And so as far as the rest that I'm concerned, the rest of you can just get in line. And by the way, I'm coming home on Friday. And you know, my reflection has gone just about that far. That's about as far as it's gone. Because really, once you get past that, there's not really much that makes a whole lot of difference, is there? So of course, in my 6.5 hours of riding, you always know that when your birthday is about to come up, people are going to be, you know, asking, well, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for your birthday? And so I was going to try to have an answer ready. And I couldn't come up with one. I couldn't think of anything that I really wanted. I got what I wanted. We went out to dinner last night, had a really nice dinner. We goofed off yesterday during the day and just took it easy. That was enough for me. But as I reflected coming home, and I kept asking myself, well, you got to want something. Got to be something that you want. This is what I settled on that I really want. What I really want is for God to hear my prayer and answer my prayers. That's what I really want. So that then led me to the thought of thinking about all of you. And I began to say, God, for my birthday, what I want for Samima is, and what I want for my birthday, what I want for Judy is, and what I want for my birthday is, what I want for Terry is. In fact, I'll just tell you, Terry, what I prayed for you. I said, God, give Terry a job where he makes $150,000 a year and tithes 20% of it. That's what I prayed for Terry. I said, God, for my birthday, what I want is I want Terry to get a job. I want Terry to be able to find a job. It's not Terry doesn't want to work. Okay? So it's not, I didn't say, you know, make Terry want to work. I just said open up a door where Terry could find a job where he'd make $150,000 a year and then move on his heart to give 20% of it to Lamplight. That's what I want. So that's what I prayed for you, for what I wanted for my birthday. So this morning, and I really don't know what I'm doing here, okay? But this morning, I wanted to offer to pray for you. That what I want for my birthday is for my prayers for you to be answered. That's what I want. Now, before I offer to pray for you, though, I do want to tell you something. I want to give you the disclaimer, okay? Sometimes what you think when you tell me you are asking for something, sometimes what I ask God for is not exactly what it was you said. Because I understand that there's an underlying problem, and I pray about the underlying problem rather than the problem. And some of you, I don't know real well. But for those of you who would like for your pastor to articulate to our God what it is that he would like to see our God do for you and pray for you, I want to do that for you. If I come by you and you don't want me to say out loud what it is I'm praying for you about, that would be completely understandable. Just hold your hand up and I'll pass you by. Because I'm not going to, I guess the worldly expression is, I'm not going to blow any smoke. Because I'm really serious. When I pray for you and I ask God to do things in your life, I deem these things to be a matter of life and death. But if you would like, as my birthday present, for me to ask God to ask you for what it is I believe you really need in your life, I'd be more than happy to do that. So can we all sort of pray for each other together? If you do not want me to pray for you, just hold your hand up and I will pass you by. I hear you, buddy. Lord Jesus, I pray for Charlie. That his spirit be open, like as never before, to hear your spirit, to read your word with understanding and comprehension like he's never understood or comprehended before. And God, I pray for Charlie that Martha's health would be whole and complete. Father, I pray for Mike. I pray, God, that the innermost secret places of his heart that cries out to worship you, that you would, oh God, begin even now to move both heaven and earth to place him in the places that you've predestined before the foundations. That, oh God, I would ask you that in the job he's starting Tuesday, you would bless him to his own amazement. That you would take every step just one step before him, clear the path, give him favor. But in his spirit, oh God, there's a longing to serve you in ways and in means like he has never done. God, I ask you to meet that longing. Father, I pray for Martha. I do pray for her health. But Lord, when I think of Martha, I'd ask you to give me for my birthday a peace in Martha's heart concerning her children and grandchildren. That for as well as things are going, there's always still that special place inside where we carry a concern for their well-being. We ask you, O God, to bring each and every one of them into your fold. We ask you, O God, to use them in your kingdom. We ask you, O God, that your kingdom would be a blessing to them and that they would be a blessing to your kingdom. We thank you, God, for the avenues of life that you give Martha to exercise her servant's heart. And we bless her for those things in your name. Lord, I ask you to heal my wife. That with all of the frustration of the last 6 months, that what I ask you for, God, is that you would open up her eyes to see where, when we don't understand, you are still in charge. That you have continued to show yourself faithful, and that you will continue to show yourself faithful. Help us, O God, to be grateful for the season and for the lessons to be learned in trusting you. And, oh God, please touch my wife with the blood of Calvary that makes her physically, emotionally, and spiritually whole before you. I thank you, oh God, for such a great gift in my life. I thank you for the opportunity that the last several months has brought to us to grow closer. I ask you, God, to help us see you in everything. Father, I pray for Anna. God, I want a really, really good LSAT score. I want a really, really good school. I want a really, really good career. And I want a really, really, really good soulmate. Father, I pray for my son, whose heart's bigger than this whole room, but whose eyes are distracted by the foolishness of stupid people who call themselves Christians. Help him, oh God, with his big heart to have big eyes to see only Calvary. We thank you, oh God, that something like diabetes bows its knee to the name of Jesus. We thank you for then a perfect example of what a servant's heart is all about. She's not earned anything from you, God. But we would ask you, oh God, that you would grant to her the health needed to continue to exercise the servant's heart that you've placed within her. There's a wanna that wanna hear. There's a wanna that wants to do. And there's a wanna that wants to be. God, let her hear, let her be, and let her do only under the authority of your Spirit. We thank you for the education. Now we ask you for a job. And we ask you, oh God, that nothing would be done by seeing a need, but everything would be done by being called to a need. God, I pray for my children. And I pray that you will give me the strength to stand firmly in the middle and say, thus saith the Lord. Because in your words are healing.
Amen.
God, I ask you to fix what's wrong in the Woodhouse. That where there has been a shift in vision away from the cross, there'd be a shift in vision back to the cross. That God, the anger that is vented towards you would be covered by grace and by mercy. And that you would, oh God, bring back life and unity to this household. In Jesus' name. God, this time in life is never easy. I ask two things for Judy, oh God, for my birthday. I ask you that for my birthday, you give Judy, number one, peace concerning Bruce, and a love that surpasses all of her understanding. God, I thank you for Mike, for all that you've brought him through, and for the man that he has become today. I ask you, God, I thank you, God, that in Mike's heart, he wants nothing more than to hear you, and he wants nothing more than to be sure that he's doing what it is you've asked him to do. I thank you, oh God, that you have deposited within him a heart that desires to worship you in spirit and in truth. Now then I ask you, oh God, that you would allow that heart to continue to flourish beyond his wildest expectations, to bring to your kingdom the honor and the glory that he so wants to bring it. Father, I pray for James in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I don't know James, but Father, whatever the cry is on his heart, I ask you, oh God, to look down and into it, and that you would, oh God, establish your kingdom and establish James in your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Pray for Milton. I thank you, oh God, for his life. Milton, I thought the Lord would have to say to you that he won't. That he knows who you are, and that he has always known who you are. And there's something that God has purposed and planned in his heart for you. Although you may have, at some point, walked away from, he to fully restore and to use you in a way that you and he know all about. Is it pronounced Lakenya? Okay, I didn't mean to step on you. And Lord, I pray for the baby that is in the womb. Jackie, come here, man. Would you put your hand on her? Now, right here. That's put my hand on top of yours. I pray for the baby in the womb. God, you are knitting the parts together. We ask you for a perfect quilt work, created in your image, created to show your image, created for eternity's sake to be in your image. In Jesus' name. God, may the salt that is in his spirit never be without savor. God, I pray for Lori. Shoulders are small, but the burden is crushing. Help her to see in her heart how to trust you more. And there's a spot deep down inside, oh God, that only you can feel. There's a worshiper inside who's just crying to get out. There's a heart of compassion that's afraid of being hurt. There's a desire to abandon inside of you, but a fear of being that reckless. Help Leroy, oh God, to be reckless in you. God, I ask you to protect Lydia. It's a stupid, dangerous, treacherous world that we live in. Whatever it is that's going on in this body, oh God, we ask you, oh Lord, to heal. We thank you, God, for a sweetness of spirit. And from that spirit, God, let it permeate absolutely every fiber of her being. That her body may prosper and be in health, even as her soul prospers. Thank you, O God, for a picture of humility and faithfulness. God, I ask you to fill any and all lonely spots. And Lord, how do we define servanthood except open up a picture and look at Teresa? May she, O God, be protected. That she never become discouraged. That she always sees the glass half full. And she always sees people in the midst of all their foolishness still deserving of a servant's heart, because it reflects who and what you are. God, thank you for Candace. As her mom is a servant, so the daughter is a vessel of patience. I thank you, O God, for the things that I learned simply from Candace's demeanor. I ask you, O God, to fill every spot in her heart with the grace and glory of your kingdom. Lord, I pray for Robin. I ask you, O God, to give to her a peace that passes all understanding. I ask for wisdom in her heart and spirit, and a patience to see you at work in her life. Your will be done in your time in her heart. It sounds funny, God, but I'm dead serious. I'm looking for $150,000 a year. I don't care how hard he's got to work to make it. That's irrelevant. $150,000 a year and a 20% tither. I want you happy in your new relationship. I want you to understand the depths of how much God loves you. And I want your ears open to hear more than they ever have been every whispering of the Holy Spirit. I want your purity of your heart protected until the day you eyeball Jesus face to face. May you always remain his child. Amen. Of innocence and purity. I pray that the secret desires of your heart would be met by the person of the Holy Spirit. That for a man who is big in stature, that you'd be big in character. And that you would stand on the very edge of God's kingdom. Shake your fist at the kingdom of darkness and do great things for God. I thank you, O God, for a man that I love, only second to my own daddy. I ask you for wisdom in every word that comes out of his mouth. Wisdom for every thought that crosses his heart. And wisdom in every step that he takes. God, there are very few things in this world more precious than children like these. May today there be such a stirring in their spirit by your spirit that they would never, ever be the same again. Junk happens. But the bottom line that Stephen stands on never shifts. We thank you for a heart that desires nothing more and no matter and doesn't care what the price is. For a heart that just cares that you're glorified. May that heart never, ever, ever, never change. I'm asking for a restored mind and 20 more years of perfect living, and that he die in his sleep, fully at rest and at peace. At about 95, 96, somewhere in there, would be just fine. And I pray for calm. I pray that you'd help my mom to constantly stay yoked up with you. Because the things that she carries are way too heavy for one person. I ask you to return to my mom the love of her heart, that they might end their days together in perfect peace before you. Okay?
Says that my house shall be called a house of prayer. I think sometimes, and then it says that we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, but this assembly is part of the bigger church of God. I think if the pastor prays for each of us, if he's going to take responsibility for each of us, I think we should pray for him. And I think we should. He needs prayer because of that responsibility, being a shepherd, at least as much as we can.
Okay, just
but
a moment.
Why not we pray for him?
All right. Anoint in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. God, God, God. I wish my mother had birthed Wes, so that the brother that we are in our spirits, we could be brothers in our blood. But I thank you that we are brothers in your blood. I thank you, O God, for every time we've ever banged our heads together. And I thank you for every time that we've raised our hands together. And I thank you for every time that we'll continue to do those things over the years. God, thank you for sliding into Wes's life and giving him the opportunity to enjoy at this stage in his life what he's always wanted to do. That's mighty, mighty, mighty good of you. And we want to say thank you. Amen. You want to come down? Okay. We got one more. In secular terms, God, we call it consistent. In your kingdom, we call it steadfastness. And in your kingdom, steadfastness is a badge of honor. We honor you for Keith's steadfastness. For my birthday, oh God, meet every need, every desire, and continue to work your steadfastness in him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor, don't go away. I want to pray for you. May I?
Yeah, let me put this down.
Lord Jesus, I give a birthday gift back to Pastor Hall. I pray for his life. He's got a great anointing on his life. May the anointing be as strong as it's ever been, even more. And I pray that the job he goes to will be the right one. And I pray that he will be able to cope with the difficulties that he'll head in his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, George. And for how long have we prayed, O God? And we open our eyes and we see an answer. And we see a completeness in answer. I ask you, O God, to let none of us ever forget that we've arrived anywhere. It is only your grace and your mercy that sustains us every day. And so I pray for your grace and your mercy to sustain every day.
I bless your name today for my pastor. I thank you, Father God, that he is always here for us. When I call, he is always there to answer me and to help me with my needs. I bless your name, Lord, for his life. I bless your name for his mercy and his understanding. I thank you, Father God, for his family. May they all be healed in Jesus' name. May they all have your peace and your understanding, your joy and your happiness. Thank you, Father God, for this life in Jesus' name.
More than anything else, ladies and gentlemen, I want to grow. I want to see you grow into the very nature and person of Jesus Christ. One thing that I'm learning as I'm getting older, and I'm not old by any stretch of the imagination, but as I'm getting older, one thing I am definitely learning is that the Lamb is worthy of His reward. And that our lives are that reward. That everything in my heart that I think that I won't need is actually found in His own eyes. Life takes a lot of twists and a lot of turns, and sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down, and sometimes things are going well and sometimes the things are not going so well. But God is great. God is always good. And God has proven Himself to be trustworthy. In the midst of our stupidity, our God is still trustworthy. And when we get it right, God is trustworthy. And when we think we're doing right and we're still doing wrong, God is still trustworthy. And I stand here before you today and I declare, I trust God. That doesn't mean I have all the answers. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have any answers. But I still trust God. Father, we want in our prayer today to honor Your kingdom. I thank You, O God, for another year. I thank You I feel as good as I do. I ask You, God, to bless these people that You love and that You've allowed me to love. In Your name, amen. Let's receive our morning offering, please.